Vermont Telephone Company CEO Michel Guitté is defending his federally funded wireless broadband project and says it serves hundreds of thousands of addresses in Vermont. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, the state says many areas that were supposed to be reached by the VTEL signal remain unserved.
VPR tried to interview VTEL CEO Guitté several times for a story about how the federally funded VTEL project failed to deliver on VTEL's promise to cover, quote, virtually 100% of Vermont's unserved population. Guitté did not respond to the interview requests made through his lawyer, but he did post comments on the story on VPR.org. He made several claims, including that, quote, we can and do reach hundreds of thousands of homes, but there are thousands we do not reach. Guitté also said that his application for some $35 million in federal low-interest loans is, quote, entirely public, and that it details tower location and signal strength. But State Auditor Doug Hoffer says he tried to examine the VTEL application and found much of the key information was kept secret.
It was almost a 900-page document, and 600 or 700 of those pages were redacted, which is troubling.
Hoffer says the Rural Utility Service, which provided the funds, did not do rigorous oversight of the VTEL project to determine whether it worked as promised.
Which makes it particularly challenging because the executive of that company keeps claiming things that can't be verified.
But the state did try to verify where in Vermont the VTEL wireless signal reaches. A telecommunications specialist spent weeks driving Vermont last fall, testing wireless coverage on about 6,000 miles of road. The results show that there are many areas within the area served by the VTEL project that have no service, at least on the roads.
Our drive test is not a gotcha for their service, but it is a data point that suggests that certainly there are areas in the ERA service territory that could benefit from additional deployment.
Clay Purvis is the state's telecommunications director. He says the road test did not match exactly the conditions under which VTEL delivers its wireless broadband. Purvis says a VTEL broadband customer would get the service in a fixed location, not a car, and could use an outdoor receiver high on their building, which would improve the signal.
With that said, we have heard anecdotally from people who have tried to sign up for the service and who were told that they were not eligible for the service for lack of coverage. So there are certainly some number of folks out there who are in the service territory and who still can't get VTEL coverage.
In an email to VPR Friday, Guitté said he has promised publicly that the VTEL signal would reach every community and census block he promised to serve. But he said there will still be places the signal can't reach, which he said is the nature of wireless service. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.